Hello everyone, welcome to another edition, St. Louis Baseball Weekly Review. Hope you're doing well on this St. Paddy's Day, March 17th, 2024. Hope everybody's wearing a little bit of green. Had some cheer today. Irish Ancestry. I'm here with Mr. Irish Ancestry, Wyatt. How are you, sir?
Good.
Everything good today for you?
Yeah, pretty good. Yes.
Cardinals wearing their green hats with a white front. It looks like all Major League Baseball had the same type theme. It used to be every team did whatever, but this year I like it better when it's all green with just that red logo. Pretty cool, but it is what it is. At least they're honoring it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Cardinals won today. Their spring training record is 9-9. They're a 500 team. Not bad.
Not bad at all, but it's just to see who's doing good and who's not.
Yeah, they're working through it. Folks, we are 11 days from opening day.
Yeah, we are. It's gone by very fast.
Yeah, it's gone by fast. I would think, just thinking spring training, you know, they're starting to get some pretty good swings and the pitchers are getting pretty loose. We've had a couple injuries.
Yeah, we've had a couple of injuries. Brandon Crawford got hit by a pitch on his wrist today, but luckily he was negative.
Yeah, so he's just going to be resting it. But they said he thought it was bad.
Yeah, obviously he is a little older, so obviously the bones will break a lot easier.
And we got Newt Barr with the ribs. They said today he is up to playing catch, so that's a good sign.
It is a good sign, but I probably assume that he won't start on opening day and give him some rest.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. They're not going to risk it. I think he's out for a little bit. And they said he really wanted to play at L.A. because that's the area he's from. That's one of his dreams. Then we've got Mr. Sonny Gray, who's been scratched from the opening day start, and they've named Miles Michaelis as the opening day starter.
Yeah, I'm not surprised with Miles Michaelis at all. He was always going to be the second guy on our rotation.
He's got the most inning pitched in spring training by the Cardinals. 16 innings pitched with a 2.25 ERA. They said he's pretty good this year so far.
Yeah, it does sound like pretty good stats to me.
And if he doesn't have to lead the team in pitching and be the anchor, and just goes and does his job, this may be a good season for him. So I'm hopeful.
Yeah, you always got to be hopeful these days.
Got a couple stats here I'll share real quick. Just some team stats right now. Batting-wise, been a little bit of movement for Mr. Carlson. Hit a home run and a double today. He's up to 243. Trying to get that center field job. It looks like he's probably going to be our center fielder. I think they're saying now the word is that Scott's probably going to go to the minors so he gets to play every day. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I'm not mad at it. I kind of understand. Maybe if Carlson gets hurt, he'd probably be called up immediately if he does good.
Yeah, Scott's OP on base percentage for the spring is .457, so almost half the time he's on base. Outstanding. They're also mentioning a guy named Michael Ciani, S-I-A-N-I, as a center fielder. They say him and Scott are both elite defenders, and Ciani may stick with the team with Edmund being hurt, another injury, and that way Scott can play every day in the minors. But Ciani is somebody to keep an eye on. They said he's an elite defender.
Yeah, I've heard of Michael Ciani. I'm pretty sure he's been really good as well. He's been like in the 300s.
I do have him on our leaderboard for triples for the Cardinals spring training. Scott has one triple, Ciani one triple, and Mr. Jordan Walker has one triple. Doubles, Arenado has four, and tying him for the league, the team lead, sorry, is Mr. Carpenter with four doubles. Wow.
Yeah, who would have thought Matt Carpenter would have had four doubles? And we would be safe to say he's going to make the team.
Make the team, and his spring training average is 350. He has earned it, it looks like.
Oh, he has definitely earned it 100%. Maybe he's got that salsa back in him.
Get that Pujols lift that last year or two. I'd love to see him play two or three years and play well. You know, I just don't want him batting 140 and we keep him on the roster with these youngsters. But if he can bat 280 off the bench and spell some fellows around the – they said he could play second a little bit of third if he has to, a little first, a little DH. I'm for it if he can pull his weight.
Yeah, I would also be down for it. I don't know if he's going to last 2 to 3 years. That maybe he might retire this year. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. A couple other stats. Burleson's still putting up some good numbers. 353, and he's playing a lot. They said right now the Cardinals, I don't know where this is coming from on the Cardinals side. I don't see any press releases, but some of the writers are talking about the Cardinals are leaning towards going towards a more defensive outfield than just clubbers. And Burleson would not be in the defensive lineup because he's a big boy and he doesn't move as well, but he plays left field. With Nootbaar out, he may get some reps, though.
Yeah, I saw he made a diving catch today.
He did. He holds his own. I mean, he's not a plus defender, but if he can bat 290 to 310, a little bit of club, especially if the other guys aren't hitting. We need Goldie and Arenado to be their old selves and not last year's selves. Speaking of Goldschmidt, 161 in spring training. Not the best, but it's early.
Yeah, it's early for Goldschmidt. He'll be fine. He does good.
I would say the writers are talking about spring training surprises or people that have demonstrated, you know, got on the radar in spring training. It's Scott and it's Sajacy. I did get the definition on how to say the name. It's Sajacy. And that's from the Cardinals broadcast. But he is on fire. 10 RBIs, leads the team. Had a home run. He's also up there pulling his weight. He's batting 361. He's batting better than Burleson.
Yes, Sajacy is doing very good. Unfortunately, he's a little too young for the Cardinals, so he's probably not going to make the roster.
It's another one. He's like, Scott, you want him to play every day. I don't think you want him to come up and sit on the bench, but I think if they can hang in there, I think it gives the Cardinals an opportunity to trade some people for players like pitchers and things that we can't afford otherwise, and we've got some guys that are position players that can come up and take some spots. Like I would say if Carlson's doing well, Edmund comes back, Carlson could get traded, Edmund could start bouncing around again, you could bring up Scott second half of the year, maybe next year, and you could get a pitcher.
Yeah, that's definitely possible, but I guess we're going to have to see what happens throughout the season.
Yeah, it's always good to have too many good players. You know, there's always some need on the team. Gorman's batting 276, solid. Jordan Walker's up to 250 after a slow start. Batting average seems fine. He still looks like he's struggling in the field, though, Wyatt.
Yeah, I would say he is. He did drop a ball, but to be fair, it was windy.
Okay. Pitching-wise, we had Libertor and Thompson. We're kind of duking it out, trying to see who was going to stick. Possibly the fifth starter while Scott's out. If not, maybe the sixth starter. We did talk about going to a six-man rotation for a little bit here at the beginning of the year. The decision has not been finalized. Libertor has been getting lit up lately. Today he was 3.2 innings, gave up 3 runs. His ERA on the spring is 6.32. Not what you want to see. Thompson, on the other hand, 12 innings pitched, 2.25 ERA, not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. If we are going for six, he will probably be the sixth man, and Libertor might be in the bullpen.
Yeah, and Drew Rahm did good the other day, but he's at 7 innings, 4.91 ERA. A couple of the relievers want to give a shout-out. Kittredge, the new fella, 6 innings pitched, his ERA is 0. Can't do better than that. Gallego, 6-inning pitch, ERA 3. I'd like to see a little more innings before I make a judgment, but really like to see him get it back together. Palante looks like he's refreshed. 6 innings pitched, ERA 1.5. That'll work.
Yeah, that will work. Unfortunately, our newest free agent signing, Kenan Middleton's out for 10 days, and he's going to start on the injured list because he has a right forearm strain.
Yeah, he was our free agent signing out there. Hopefully it's no big deal. Rest him up a little bit, but they said he will not start the season. They'll hold him back. Lance Lynn pitched 6 innings. We talked about it last week. He got thrown out of one game really early, so it kind of hurt his inning count. His ERA is a 6, and Gibson's thrown 5 official innings. ERA was 12.6. He got lit up the one inning, but not enough work there to make a call. Just want to get them guys loose. I'm sure they've. I know Gibson was pitching some batting practice simulated games, which don't show up in the stats, but I think he is. Both those guys are getting some work in.
Yeah, he is pitching tomorrow, though, against the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And then Helsley, he's at a 1.5 ERA for the spring. Good to see him coming back. We're going to need him. We need that closer position to be stout.
Yeah, especially him being hurt a lot last season. That was rough.
Yeah, that scrambled everything and moved people out of their roles. Romero's been getting lit up this spring. We touched on that last week. He's running a 7.7 ERA, but I think that'll go down. I don't know if he's our closer, but I think he could close periodically. Give, if it's a 3 or 4 run lead, you could probably use him. I think in the 0, 1, and 2 runs, you're going to lean towards Helsley. But you never know. Somebody may pop up.
Yeah, like Graceffo or McGreevy or someone down there in AAA might just go do very good.
Yeah, keep their arms fresh. Bring up a guy with some fresh arm. Nothing wrong with that at all. I think those guys were going to play in that breakout game. Did they play in that?
Yeah, they did. I don't know their stats. They don't really show their stats. I think it was just more of a minor, like people to watch and see, oh, this person's pretty good.
I saw we won one game and we lost one game. And they said one of our guys hit a home run. It was the longest home run of spring training. I think the miles per hour off the bat and the length was like 455 feet. It wasn't somebody I was familiar with. It was like our 16th prospect or something.
Yeah, I believe he was our 27th ranked prospect. He was in the top 10, and then he didn't do good last season.
Yeah, he batted like .210. They dropped him down, but maybe he's maturing. It's cool to see nationwide spotlight. Not that it was a nationwide game, but people are watching that.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of people watching, probably to watch the future of baseball, like Paul Skenes and Jackson Holliday, for example.
Yeah, maybe a Cardinal pop up in there. Like when we got Pujols, he wasn't highly regarded. All of a sudden, he took off. So we've always had a knack for having a good player pop in out of nowhere, and we could use that right now.
Yeah, we definitely do need that player right now. Someone will either step up, hopefully, maybe Burleson.
I think it's going to be like more of a magical type player. But yeah, I take it. Sagisi, whoever. So the other thing the Cardinals have gotten lucky on is they pick up veterans and they have the last 2 or 3 years of their career, they have a pretty good run. Sometimes 1 year. It goes back to Lance Berkman, Cesar Cedeno. There's a bunch of guys that have come over. And Roger Maris, there's guys in the history that have come over and done well for us towards the end of their career. Will Clark. There's it's really been cool to see Jack Clark even. Could happen with Carpenter again. It did happen with Pujols, and there could be another player or two. See what Crawford does. Maybe he catches on fire.
Yeah, it's very weird, that is for sure, but when it happens, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's like their last hurrah, and the fans appreciate them, and it's almost like they get a refreshing, they love the game again, and the game's giving them a reward by playing in front of the Cardinal fans and appreciative and knowledgeable fans that respect their talent, no matter, even though they were on a different team all those years. They're a Cardinal now, and they're gonna stick with them and give them support, and they get a lift from it. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. That is kind of why I wanted the Cardinals to sign Joey Votto, but he hit a home run in his very first pitch.
Yeah, they're not going to sign him. He was there with that Carpenter-Reds fight, and they ended that one catcher's career with a concussion. And he's made fun of the Cardinals over the years. I think he's not going to go here. I would be against that. They even had a menu item on the Cincinnati Reds restaurants at the stadium that was like a cooked Cardinal. It was chicken, but they called it a cooked Cardinal. They're making fun of us. And that's when they were trying to beat us, but they don't like us. We whooped them so many times, and they haven't won anything in a long, long time. And it is what it's a rivalry, but it got a little ugly there with that fight. And some of those scars on Carpenter's side was just really bad. But that was not a good day in baseball. And another one was that pitcher that did it lifted his spikes up.
Yeah, Jake Woodford got in that brawl also. That was rough.
That was bad. They slid in on him at home, covering home. They got him. Yachty had an incident with their second baseman where the second baseman took a bat and hit Yachty's shin guard. And Yachty didn't like that. There's been some bad blood there. I can't think of the pitcher's name. He's still around. Got the dreadlocks.
Johnny Cueto.
Johnny Cueto's the one who put his spikes up. They got Carpenter. He was back by the fence, so he lifted his feet up. Like, come on, man. But anyway, we'll talk about that some other time. We'll talk about a brawl incident of all the old flashbacks. But 11 days till opening day, spring training. We got a couple injuries. I wouldn't think we're seriously injured. Sonny Gray looks like he's coming back. Newt's going to round out. In a way, Edmund's out. This is going to give us a glimpse into some of the Cardinal futures. Siani, Scott. So JC, I mean, there's guys out there. Gorman's going to hold down more. Donovan's going to hold down more to fill in some of these young guys. And see if Walker can hit. He's had one home run this spring. So see what the old Cardinals can come out with.
Yeah, we're going to have to see. Like you said, luckily these injuries are not long-term. Because if they were long-term, that would have not been good. And we would have been scrambling already.
Yeah, they'd be signing somebody. But that's all I got this week. Anything more?
Yeah, probably the big news of this week is that the St. Louis Cardinals have decided to extend Ollie Marmol for another two more years.
Through 26 season. Now, he could still get fired, but he would get paid.
Yeah, he would get paid. His contract was to get expired this year.
At the end of this season, yeah. They said they wanted to eliminate the distraction.
Yeah, I do not know if that's probably not the best, because now everyone's talking about it and people don't like it.
Been a lot of people questioning it. They're still thinking he's Moe Stooge and just does whatever they want. He may not, but if the Cardinals start out bad, it'll be a really big issue. But if they start out okay, it'll pass, or if they have a good year. But it looks like Yachty's still not in spring training, so maybe he's not taking this manager thing seriously or his new role very seriously. I can't tell. They're not talking about it, but Yachty has not joined the team. Pujols is managing a team somewhere else. He's wearing Angels stuff. He's not around. He's not made an appearance in spring training. Adam Wainwright has not come to spring training. They're probably like, well, we better take care of the one we got because we might not have another option.
Yeah, I guess so, but obviously we don't know about their personal lives, and maybe they're a little busy.
Maybe so. We'll see. Time will tell, but yes, if the Cardinals play well this year, then hey, good for Ollie. Come on back next year, and let's get it going. But I just want to see the team win the division, and let's do some damage this year and see what happens. All right, anything else?
That is all on my end.
Okay, well, happy St. Patrick's Day again, everybody. If you get a chance, give us a review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen. And we listen and read every comment. We appreciate the listenership. Please tell your friends. We've got one more episode before the following week. We'll actually have actual games to talk about, real games. That's going to be crazy. But we appreciate you guys, and thanks so much. Fly, Cardinals, fly.
Fly, Cardinals, fly. Bye-bye.